episode 2708, It's Not What You Gather.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I know sometimes we can just get down and out. Life can get us wrapped up in a tizzy, and we don't even know if we're coming or going. We'll take a deep breath. This is your time just to lean back. It's not what you gather. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Helen R. Walton says beautifully, "It's not what you gather, but what you scatter that tells what kind of life you have lived." Live on the edge for what matters. Create your now. You know, how you live every day matters in every way. But sometimes I think we get caught up in our busier lives, especially when life happens. It's hard to stay on track with what matters. You go from putting one fire out to another, then trying to claim and calm the seas of chaos before the swell swallows you. Guilt doesn't go away until success is found another way. Or so we say. That's where the trap lies within us. We sit here and say, gosh darn it, you know, why can't I have the lifestyle of someone else? Not that you want to live exactly like them, but maybe their life is a little bit calmer, more organized, more put together. And you're sitting here going, Lord, why me? Why me? It's not what you gather, but what matters. So you have to scatter. And the question really is what are you scattering? Because the scattering comes from your passions and dreams. It's how you utilize your gifts and talents to bring hope and kindness to the world you touch. In reality, as simple as this sounds, it's not that easy. You start having those self-talks that stir up doubt, disbelief, and disappointment. Oh, I'm not good enough. How many times have you said that statement or paraphrase it in a way that it just keeps knocking on your heart? It's like decay. You know, if you never brush your teeth decay, right? The enamel begins to, you know, kind of fall off, flake, it gets destroyed. What do you think you're doing to your heart every single time you say, I'm not good enough? Why couldn't I do this better? Why am I here? I should be able to know and understand this. I should have seen this coming. Those kind of phrases are all built around the disbelief, the doubt, and the disappointment. And it challenges our soul. And it decays our heart. And the thing is when you are approached by maybe your spouse, a good friend, maybe even a stranger, and they ask, hey, how's your day? Or how's it been going? You resort to the standard answer, oh, I'm so busy. It's just easier that way. Because your mind is all entangled in all the stuff. This pushes down the emotions and feelings that you continue to wrestle with, causing more havoc than necessary. But that's life. Or does it have to be that way? Does it have to be that way today? Do you just kind of throw up your arms and say, you know what, I'm done with today. I'll go to bed and hopefully, Lord willing, I'll see another day. I don't think you have to do that. You get to choose how you show up. You get to be who you want to be by the way you use your words and actions, how you respond to people, how you treat yourself. Your day is only going to be as good as you feel. Think about that for a minute. If you wake up and you're crabby, I don't care what day it is. It doesn't have to be a Monday. It doesn't have to be a Friday. It could be a Thursday, a Wednesday, a Tuesday. It could be a Saturday or Sunday. Your day's not going to go well. You're going to stumble and trip all over things, and you're going to be sitting there in your mind, deep-seated, I'm not good enough. This is where I'm at. All right. Well, why do I keep trying? And then everything else you were working on begins to unravel. Your day is going to feel only as good as you feel so. When you feel good about what you're doing, it releases the endorphins to fuel your next step. One step at a time leads to miles and miles and miles of greatness. And when you have that fuel, all I can say is action ignites motivation. You're on. You have what it takes. I believe in you. So take aim on what matters. Determine today what you can scatter. You are so gifted. You are so beautiful. You have so much to offer the world. So don't let the world snuff out your flame. You're created for more. So go create your now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.